This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Wednesday, the 13th of March.
Another day, another bank closing its branches, Juzzy boy. This time it's CommBank closing 45 of its branches in WA under the Bank West brand. And since 2017, over 1,400 branches have closed, according to the Finance Sector Union.
Cash going out the door, B-man.
Yeah.
Flux fam, we know that rent is very, very expensive, which is why we want to pay Flux users rent this month.
Wow.
All you got to do is sign up to the Flux app and use the code PAYMYRENT for your chance to have your rent paid this very month. It's that easy.
Three too good to be true stories today, Jussie boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Google Australia is going to split away from Meta as it looks to renegotiate its media deals under the media bargaining code.
Cue tables, ladders and chairs match for the big tech players, B-man. So tell me more.
Okay, Jussie boy, we know that back in 2021, mm-hmm. there was a major dispute between big tech companies like Google and Meta with Australian media outlets.
That's because Google was showing news articles from other publishers in their news tab.
And Facebook was doing the same thing.
And after a lot of arguments, they both ended up signing deals with large media companies in Australia.
And Jazzy Boy, some believe these were worth up to $200 million a year.
And B-man, last week, Meta threw the toys out of the cot.
They said, we will not be renewing these little deals.
But Google, on the other hand, they've said they've already started to renegotiate with media outlets again.
Talk about trying to get the media on your side.
B-man, this time, the deal's going to look a little bit different.
That's because Google now has Gemini, formerly known as Bard, which is its AI bot.
And it wants its payments under this media bargaining code to be the compensation that it pays to train its generative AI bot off the media content.
Interesting. So what is the key learning here?
Media companies have been forced to pivot their business model in the past, and it may just be happening once again.
Back in the day, it was all about ads and classifieds in the papers and selling actual newspapers.
But then the internet happened and things got pretty wild.
Yep, media companies started locking articles behind paywalls and partnering with brands for sponsored posts.
But now, the future of monetization for media companies looks like it could be through AI.
We've seen it already with Axel Springer partnering with OpenAI and receiving compensation.
We've also seen it, on the other hand, with New York Times suing OpenAI and Microsoft for compensation.
It's clear that media companies are becoming giant treasure chests of data for AI training.
And Google's potential deal with Australian media could open up a whole new way for media companies to make money.
For our second story, Elon Musk has announced that xAI, his ChatGPT rival, will make its chatbot Grok open source.
Really don't know what to make that name Grok be, man. So tell us what's going on here.
Well, before Elon Musk created xAI, he used to be on the board of OpenAI, the team behind ChatGPT.
But he stepped down in 2018 when he lost his battle of trying to take over management.
Then last year, he founded xAI, an AI company to compete with OpenAI as well as Bard and others.
And now, be man, Musk has announced that xAI will open source its new chatbot Grok.
Now, currently, Jazzy Boy, Grok is only available to X's premium subscribers.
So what is the key learning here?
Some business leaders don't believe in keeping trade secrets. They believe in giving them away.
You see, open sourcing is when technology, which is usually software code, is made publicly accessible for anyone to see or modify or share.
So instead of protecting its technology, xAI is giving the public free access to the code.
And B-man, there's some method behind the madness, because by open sourcing, xAI wants to encourage innovation, but also community contribution to improve the software.
And ultimately, reach more end users and increase market share.
And I must say, B-man, this ain't the first time that Musky Musk has open sourced his technology.
No, in 2014, Musky Musk open sourced Tesla patents.
And B-man, and then Tesla's competitors started adopting the Tesla technology, and Tesla gained more market share and more brand value.
And given that Tesla's share price has rocketed over 1,000% since 2014, pretty clear to see why Musky Musk is such a fan of open source technology.
For our third and final story, Pfizer, the biotech that boomed off the back of COVID, has shifted gears and it's now focusing on cures for cancer to regrow its revenue.
You know, it would be huge if Pfizer struck gold with another breakthrough cure. Tell me more.
All right, so Pfizer is the mega pharma, mega biotech company that was founded back in 1849.
We're talking everything from blood clot medication to pneumonia medication and, of course, the COVID vaccine.
Or Comirnaty, as the docs call it.
But after a rocky year and some major declines in sales, Pfizer is looking to push into cancer treatment. treatment for its next big break.
Remember last year, B-Man, in October, Pfizer acquired an oncology drug company called Seagen for a lazy 43 billion US buckaroonies.
And now it's planning to release 8 blockbuster medicines by 2030. Their words, not ours.
Sounds more like a Marvel series to me.
And Jazzy Boy, they really need this to work.
Yeah, Pfizer's recently struggled to commercialize a weight loss pill as well as their RSV shot.
So they're really hoping these cancer drugs will send it back through the stratosphere.
So what is the key learning here?
In the biotech world, you're only as good as your last breakthrough drug.
You see, B-Man, when Pfizer released its COVID vaccine, its share price went through the roof.
We're talking a jump of more than 118% over the first 18 months after the drug was released.
But as the world got in control of COVID, it meant the vaccines weren't as necessary or as popular.
And as a result, Pfizer's sales dropped 41% and its share price dropped more than 40%.
Wow. Or more than 100 billion US dollars in market value.
So now it needs to find another drug that will send it back towards Mars.
Or else rely on the dwindling impact of its COVID vaccine forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Flux fam, rent is darn expensive and we want to pay your rent this month.
Flux, pay my rent, will you? Just do it.
All you got to do is download the Flux app and sign up with the promo code PAYMYRENT and it could be all yours at the end of March.
So download the Flux app, check it out, and we'll see you on Friday.